On Tuesday evening, about 150 people attended a demonstration on Prague's Peace Square, or Náměstí Míru. The gathering was organized by the Humane Party, a movement which includes numerous factions, all united by their desire to prevent a possible U.S. anti-missile base on Czech territory. Linda Maštalíš reports.
Jo, to bude senzačlánek. Země srovnaná se zemí. Plus přiložený plánek.
Tuesday's No to Bases protest generated more attention than those previously organized by the Humane Party, and the approximately 150 attendees represented all sorts of opinions. Martin Mikule, running one of the stands with an anti-missile base petition, spoke to me about his group's position.
I'm a member of a revolutionary youth organization called Revolution, and we are part of the initiative against the U.S. military base here.
And why are you opposed to the U.S. military base on Czech territory?
Because we are opposed to the American foreign policy, and which we see as the reason for the state of the world today, for the wars which are waged not only in Lebanon and so on, but as well in the rest of the world. And the base here in Europe, not only in Czech Republic, but as well in Poland or Britain, is part of strengthening such a hegemony of the United States.
During the demonstration, another group holding black-on-white banners along the edge of Náměstí Míru, or Peace Square, was escorted further away by police. The banners gave away the fact that these citizens came to express support for a possible U.S. missile base in the Czech Republic, and Jiří Stanislav explains what the scuffle was all about.
The conflict is very simple. Some members of the organization which is organizing this event here, against the American rocket bases here, complained to the police that we have a different opinion, which is written on our billboards, basically.
And just for the benefit of our listeners, could you tell me what's written on your billboards?
Well, if we step in the front of them, I'll tell you immediately again. Any form of defense which is able to save lives, our lives like citizens and our allies, it's legitimate.
So what then is the issue for the people who are protesting officially, who've organized today's protest? Why are they upset by your billboards?
Because they claim they came only here, those who are invited to this public square in the most beautiful place of Prague, and that nobody else can stand there with their opinion, which I think it's not democratic. It's absolutely against all principles. And Mr. Peter was here. He said, I agree these people have right to express their own ideas and their own feelings, and those are the feelings of people. We believe that the way the Americans are presenting themselves is very diligent, is diplomatic. They ask us if we will be interested, and that's it. And if we say no, then they will never come. But if something happened one day, they'll be saying, you see, you didn't want us.
Senator Jaromír Štětina was also in the crowd at the demonstration, despite the fact that the No to Bases organizers said that having Mr. Štětina speak would not be appropriate. After the official proceedings, he told me where he stands.
Já jsem chtěl vystoupit, pořadatelé mi to nedovolili. Já jsem chtěl říct si ve stručnosti...
I wanted to say a few words here, but the organizers wouldn't permit it. Basically, I wanted to say that I think to choose August 21st as the date for a demonstration to protest against the U.S. anti-missile base, and in this way to compare the Soviet invasion or even the Nazi occupation of Czechoslovakia with this opportunity, is simply not historically accurate. Back then, we were occupied by 600,000 soldiers, and no one asked for our opinion. As far as the proposed U.S. missile base is concerned, this is a regular bilateral process between two states, and if our country will not be in favor, then there won't be a missile base here, and that's a diametrical difference.
So it's clear that Czechs are forming strong opinions on the possible U.S. missile base in Central Europe, and we can expect further demonstrations regarding the issue. Approximately 6,000 Czechs have already signed the petition against the proposed base. Meanwhile, the Americans are deciding on whether to propose that a military base be housed in the Czech Republic or in Poland, or perhaps both countries. The decision may be heard next month.
And that was Linda Maštalíš.